Yay! This is the fourth episode, I think. So, like, happy 1 month.
A happy 1 month. We did it.
Hey.
Good job. It has been hard, I'm not gonna lie, to, like, get together, make time.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we're doing all right.
Here we are.
Yeah.
Doing it.
Doing it. Joey's a little excited. She may nip you. She spent all day outside.
The thing she does out of excitement?
I had to, like, play with me. Like, you have hands, but you're not playing with me.
Oh, so she's needy-needy.
Yeah, she needy-needy.
A little toxic?
Oh, my God. My dog is not toxic. She's just a big chicken wing.
I think her dog is kind of chopped. Kind of toxic.
I think she's super pampered, and I made her that way.
Yeah. And, like, I don't know if you can ever fix that. You know?
After living in the apartment and having her inside all the time, I don't know. But then again, like, she... Like, her previous owner kept her in a kennel.
So would she be an inside dog or an outside dog? Like, if you had a yard?
She'd be, like, tiger.
Hmm.
Yeah. I'd definitely put her outside more, so, I think, than you.
Kind of outside, but, like, also kind of inside.
I think if she was, like, constantly, like, at my back door, like, looking at me, I would just let her in. But if she was, like, out in the yard, I'd keep her out.
Yeah.
I think we'd always sleep together, though. Like, I like having her
there.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm in an apartment.
Yeah.
You know? Like, having your own house is, like, a more...
spacious?
Secure, even. Oh. I would think, like, an apartment complex, you just constantly have people coming or going, depending on... the age groups you live with. I hope this isn't recording all of her scratchy
noises. She's having a scratch. I think it is.
Oh my gosh. It sounds like a tsunami. My goodness.
For sure.
Shush. She's like not even being loud.
So school started again.
I know. In class too.
Yeah. Like present. Kind of thing. You want to go back to school?
I do want to go back to school. I'm hoping it's online, though.
If, like, would you go to, like, an online kind of college thing?
100%. Yeah.
I like online better.
I feel like it's more your pace, but it has, like, the structure of a class, so you actually do it. Because if I had to, like, self-teach, there's no way. I just wouldn't do it.
So, like, you would do it with Zooms or, like, where it's all on your own?
Oh, man.
So then how would you...
In hopes that the professor had, like, YouTube videos that he'd, like, send us... Mm. That, or she would send us links to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what you want to study?
It changes weekly.
What are, like, the top three?
So number one, 100%, is going back to get my CT licensure. Because then I can go to MRI. Mm-hmm. And, I don't know, each one just comes with more pay. So it's, like, the cop-out one. Is it okay if she sheds?
Yeah.
Okay. But I really wanted to do astrophysics. But then I looked at, like, the course description or whatever. I need to get up to, like, calculus 4.
What are you at?
Dude, I didn't even take calculus.
Oh,
so I took algebra, like, 3:30 or something.
3:30?
Something.
Dang.
I don't know what that even means in college speak.
Is it, like,
you
took, like, 329, like, lessons prior?
I think the 300 portion is, like, the level. Or it was, like, 3 credits. Is that why it was 300? College.
I don't even know.
Lots of questions, not very many answers.
So you don't, like, have a certain college you want to go to kind of thing? You're not, like...
I want to stay in this... area, for sure. Especially because it's school on top of working full-time, because there's no way I'm not gonna work my schedule. Yeah. Yeah, it's gonna have to be here, because this baby might need a place to stay when, you know, when I have school stuff. I have school stuff.
School stuff.
Because, okay, so astrophysics, I don't think I can do. My engineering friend only did up until calculus 3, and he graduated with mechanical engineering. So there's, no, I'm better off doing that, you know?
Yeah.
Because then it's only 3 calcs. So that's, would that be my second choice, or my, like, third? Or second or first? Because technically, like, CT is, like, just kind of...
It's, like, last resort kind of thing.
CT is, like, probably going to happen, you know? Like, if anything, that's going to be more likely to happen.
Yeah.
Then next would be just astronomy. But I think, like, with that, I'd have to do all the way up until a master's, and I don't know if I have the patience.
Yeah.
They have computer science for artificial intelligence. And they're offering it at NMSU, and I'm thinking that that sounds super interesting.
Yeah.
I would definitely do that, and then I could work for Tesla.
Mm. I think I would definitely do something, like, with computers or, like, psychology.
Yeah, psychology is a good... I should really just message my friend who graduated with psychology. She was so miserable, like, her entire college life. I feel like.
Why?
Like, just not having a good time. Yeah, because either the classes were, like, too easy or, like, insanely hard. She's like, there's no in between. And she just, like, yeah, I feel like she lived a very unhappy college life.
But if you go into psychology, like, what job offers are there?
Right? Yeah. I don't know if you'd be... A lot of the time, I think... They just end up writing their own, like, study material.
Yeah.
Or, like, run their own kind of, like, social experiments. Like, they get on a social experiment.
Yeah.
Or some kind of,
it's, like, kind of, like, their own thing.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I'd want to do, like, talk therapy.
I don't know if I... I don't know.
I don't know if I could handle, first of all, like, some of the situations I think I would hear about.
Yeah, I think that's why I could handle it, which I've been told.
Yeah, definitely. I think so, too.
But, like, I don't know if I could, like, diagnose them, you know, and be like, well, probably with the education of it.
Of course. Like, of course, once you have the education, you're going to feel more comfortable doing the thing. I think you would be great at it.
Yeah?
Like, between... My problems? Yeah.
And then also just getting along with the person?
Yeah, you get along with a lot of people.
Yeah?
Yeah, dude. Like, I have some very strange companions, and you're always super nice to them.
I mean...
Even after, like, some of the, like... Yeah. Like, warnings. I'm like, warning, they're too loud. Or, like, warning, they're too open with their private life. And you always handle it like a champ. When, like, it made me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. I don't know. It's just, like, whatever.
Yeah. I don't know. For you to say that it's whatever, it's what's frightening. Like, your range of emotions is in question.
Yeah. I feel like it always has been. I don't really express my emotions.
Do you feel them, though? Like, do you... Okay, so, like, I'm going through a part of, like, my spiritual journey where, like, I have to feel every emotion when I'm feeling it instead of pushing it aside, because I would do this thing where I'm, like, I'm scheduling my breakdown for next week on Thursday.
Mm.
And then I would hold all those, like, feelings until then. I'm trying to just be present and feel things when I'm feeling it.
Yeah.
But I don't ever see you... really feel things. Or, like, a change of tone sometimes when we're talking would have been, like, expected from, like, someone else.
Oh.
But you don't ever
do that.
Yeah.
I definitely, like, feel emotions. But, like, they're so minor to me. Like, it's, like, also just my look, like, at life is just, like, it's whatever. Like, this doesn't really matter.
Hmm.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, like, why get upset about it?
Right.
Why, like...
Put that energy...
cry thing. for it. I also, like, just can't cry, which, like, I'm a little concerned for. But, like, that's it.
Yeah, I do. Okay. What instances do you think you should have cried that you didn't then? Like.
Huh. I don't know. Just, like, certain situations. Funerals.
I can't cry at funerals. I just don't like crying in front of other people.
I kind of just, like, and then also, I don't really know the person, because I am a lot younger than them.
You
know?
Yeah. I think we always include you in things that you're just, like, out of the loop on.
Yeah, and then we don't really communicate in our family. I feel like.
Okay.
Like.
If you were to ask me about my cousin's day-to-day, I wouldn't be able to tell you. But I'm like, I can show you their Instagram, what they've been up to. Which is, like, so not the equivalent of, like, knowing how they're doing.
Yeah. Like, it's just very distant.
It's worse with COVID, so.
Yeah, like, it wasn't as bad as, like, we would, like, meet on holidays, you know?
Right.
Or, like, the big ones.
Do the family thing.
But, like, now it's, like. Last I heard from you, 2 years ago.
Yeah. Like, we still good? Just kidding. What is something you've picked up, like, during COVID that you think is just, like, not gonna fly when we start going out and having human interactions again?
Could you give an example?
Like, one for me, I think I make, like, all the faces I wanted to make. Like, I'm gonna have to retrain my face to not really, like, give things away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you just, like, really express emotions kind of thing? Like, facial expressions?
Facial expressions.
Like, when you're annoyed and stuff?
I'll, like, open my mouth underneath my mask, or...
You're, like, one of those people that, like, do, like, weird things with their mouth? When they're wearing a mask. Sometimes
I will be, talking to a patient, and they'll be talking to me in Spanish, and then I'll be confused, and they'll, like, notice. Versus, like, now, I'll just say it louder. Hope they understand. You know? Like, people, like, I would feel the embarrassment, because I knew they knew that I was confused. But now, it's like, nobody knows.
Yeah. Oh, so, like, you're gonna be, like, extra embarrassed.
Yeah. I'm just gonna be extra embarrassing.
I don't really know. Because, like, I don't really go out. But, like, probably just going out would be, like... I think it's gonna be really hard for me to go out and, like, have energy to do things again. Because, like, I do things, like, twice a week. You know what I'm saying? Like...
Yeah.
Physically... You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm gonna get tired a lot, I feel like. That's, like, it.
Because then you have to, like, actually go out and, like, physically exert yourself.
Yeah, I guess so.
That makes sense. I feel like you going to class for, like, 8 hours.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how that's gonna go. Because when I did go to school, you know, before pre-COVID, I was already getting fed up with, like, how long and stupid the classes were.
Right.
So, like, going back now on my own, just, like, yeah, doing it at my own pace, I definitely think I might get really annoyed.
I think I would definitely. I think it's better that you're in, like, a college transition high school.
Yeah.
Because then you'll have, like, those college classes that aren't as, like, consumptive of time. Because, like, in college, it's like, here's what you need to do. Get on with your day. Mm. Just go. Or, like, I don't know. I feel like at least once a month, one of my teachers would just be like, no class.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's exciting.
But, like, in grade school, that wasn't gonna fly. Like, you had to go every day.
Yeah.
And that, like, ugh, they had to fill the day.
Yeah. It was weird. But, like, and then also just annoying people.
Yeah, you have to be surrounded by people.
I've gotten used to, like, it just being you guys. But, like, there's going to be people who don't agree with me, you know, and who are, like,
unsupportive of you.
Not the way I want
them to be. Have negative feelings. Yeah.
So, like, that's a little... That's going to be exciting to, like, meet them. Have classes with them. Or, you know, like, the like, pick me girls. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and you're
or
just,
the,
like...
The guys are just, like, why? Why are you like that? I support you, but for what? You know?
Yeah. I just, in general, have, like, a problem with people perceiving me, so...
You're just really mean to people, I feel like.
Ouch. I've just become more, like... I've just become less tolerant of things that people do as, like, time's gone on. Because I, like... I ain't got time for bad vibes no more. Especially now that you guys are, like... within... I don't know. Like, I can talk to you guys now. I don't have to treat you guys like you're little anymore.
Yeah.
So, like, that totally helps. Like, now I don't really feel the need to meet other people. Like, I get you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I think it is going to be...
I also different. Feel that way.
Yeah.
Which is, like, definitely what I learned over COVID. Just, like, I don't know. I don't really care to meet new people. Like, if you're meant to be in my life, like, you'll be there.
Right. Joey broke a nail today. I just
can't. You just
gave
it to me?
Yeah, because I finally peeled it off.
Thanks.
It was like a good 3 centimeters.
I'll cherish it forever.
You need to get your nails cut. You need to stop cutting me when I cut your nails.
Yeah, she's like kind of aggressive when it comes to like jumping on you.
Yeah, she gets really excited. I'm trying to like...
tone it down.
Even though she's like otherwise very calm.
Yeah, she's, like, well-behaved, kind of thing.
I just smacked you, I'm so sorry. The smackdown! Interesting. Yeah, since El Paso's open entirely, I have been to bars? Restaurants? Like, everything's open, so you can go anywhere. But I recently have been going to, like, emo night again. And, yeah, dude, I can't do it. I can't take off my mask. I did the first day, like, I kind of, like, I went in, and then someone, like, yelled in my face. I know we're all just, like, karaokeing, basically, but, like,
it was too much.
She was too hype, too much in my face, too close.
I don't know, like, okay, if, like, things did, or, like, COVID's over, you know, would you still wear a mask?
I'm so used, okay, once again, everything's open. A lot of people don't wear masks in El Paso anymore.
Right.
And then, like I was saying today when I gassed up here in Cruces, even, like, people were gassing up without masks. Whereas, like, last week, I think everybody here I saw with mask on. Even in their cars. Like, people are really taking it seriously out here. But then I'll, like, hop across the pond and, like, nobody's wearing a mask. Everybody's out.
Hop across the pond?
Yeah. Hop across the state line.
Yeah, basically.
Completely different. Which is sad because, you know, I see them come in 2 weeks later with symptoms.
Dang.
Yeah.
That's scary.
So, like, everybody keeps saying, like, oh, there's gonna be a third wave. I really hope not. But, yeah. The shots aren't being administered fast enough. So, I think that maybe there will be.
COVID hasn't, like, affected me greatly to be like, oh, I miss going out. You know, because, like,
you're not even the age like to go out.
Yeah, like...
if that makes sense.
Like, I can't...
You can't drive yourself
anywhere.
Yeah.
It's not like I was going to parties, you know, or, like, doing the things.
Super interesting. I'm sure that was really interesting for people to, like, find out about themselves, especially couples, like, if they were always going out.
Yeah.
And they went to, like, going
like
in.
Like, actually spending quality time together.
Yeah.
That's why I really, really value quality time. Because, like, if we can't spend time mm-hmm. alone together.
Yeah.
Like, how are we gonna get married and spend important. Our lives together?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm also very nervous to go back to school and see immature people.
You're gonna see them your whole life.
Yeah, which is really sad. Like, adulting, like, really isn't even a thing, I feel like.
You're yeah. just bigger children.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't help you there, bud, because, yeah, it doesn't get better. Especially, you started saying, like, I'm bored with school, I think, sooner than I did.
Right.
So, like, you're extra bored.
Yeah.
I feel for you. Because it sucked. Like, you're just going through the motions, honestly.
Yeah, I don't know.
It becomes too repetitive. It's almost just, like, busy work. And yeah. I don't know.
And then it also annoyed me that I would go to school for, like, 8 hours, come home to still do school-related things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, homework I couldn't even do it all because they were talking or trying to teach something that we, like, she tried to teach last week, too. You know what I'm saying? It's like, she's reteaching the thing.
Because y'all can get it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Or it's, like, kind of just, like, common sense.
Well, yeah. Okay, like, we were talking in the car about the common sense thing. There was, like, especially in English or, like, social studies, they're like, well, because of this, there was this. It's like,
I mean, they didn't.
Yeah, like,
20 what years did, prior, what did they the same think, thing happened.
Yeah, what did they think was going to go differently?
Yeah. Which is, I'm wondering how that's going to go for me and, like, psychology. Because, like, some things that you've told me, kind of psychology related, it's like, well, duh. Like, for me, that was, like, common sense, which is weird, because, like, that's not a thing I actually knew, you know?
Yeah. I heard this theory recently. Sorry to kind of change it up, but okay. That people who remember their dreams are retaining more information because when their subconscious steps in when we're unconscious, it's filling in those gaps. Like, it's filling in, like, pathways for us. And we may not, like, know it, but it does it, which is crazy. So some people are, like, actively learning as they sleep.
Yeah,
like, connecting those dots. That's insane. Good for them.
So do you remember your dreams?
I do, yeah, but so yeah, no, I go through periods where I can't.
Yeah, I feel like everyone does, right?
Yeah, it's really nice when I, like, it's been a really long time since I had one, so that's why I think I'm, like, focused on it. I want to have a vivid dream.
Yeah.
So the last, like, super vivid dream I had was when I swear I saw my soulmate. I saw them when I was 13, and then I saw them again, like, a few months ago, and they were older. Same person. Insane. I don't know.
And, like, you don't know this person in real life.
Mm-mm.
And that doesn't, like, make you want to stop trying with, like, all the people you're talking to now?
I've definitely, well, like, I've been expressing very frequently that I'm not interested in dating at the moment. But yeah. Almost, like, being uninterested makes them more interested, which
yeah. makes it, are you that way? Like, are you that person where it's like, oh, I like you, and you're like, oh, I did like you, but as soon as you told me that you liked me back, I don't like you anymore.
A little bit. I do have an avoidant attachment style. So, like, the person it is working with more than the other ones is because he only responds when he can. It's not like we're just, like, texting all day. And we see each other maybe once a week. I think we've known each other for an entirety of, like, 3 months. And in those 3 months, we've been gone, like, 2 weeks without seeing each other. And it just makes those times when we do more important.
More special.
Yeah.
And, more, like valuable kind of thing.
Yeah, definitely. The only thing with me having an avoidant attachment style is, like, I need that affirmation that you still like me. Because we spent so much time apart. And
reassurance.
Yeah, and the reassurance part is where it gets tricky, because some people don't think that's important, or, like, have the, like, dedication factor that I'd like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, expand on that.
So, like, like I said, he only responds when he can. But he's very good about, like, if he does respond, and it's, like, usually past my bedtime, he'll say, like, good night. Mm. Or, like, in the morning, whenever he does reply, he's like, hey, sorry I didn't get back to you, but good morning. Like, that kind of, that level of courtesy of almost, like, good night, good morning. Because usually that would be, like, the standard for a relationship when I was, like, in primary school or in college. You had your good morning and good night texts.
Yeah.
But now that I have my, like, own apartment, and, like, having relationships where you're not having to go out of your parents' house, like, you can just hang out at your own place.
Yeah.
That changes things a lot, and I think that was a real struggle. I also get more attached, which is frightening. So, like, I like that we don't see each other every week. Cause I can't, like, even imagine.
Let them in? Or, like,
Now that I have my own place and my own space that we can, like, build together, mm-hmm. it goes so much quicker.
Oh.
I feel like, yeah. So, when you only saw each other at school or whatever, you would have that time apart.
Oh, yeah.
But now, we can get so comfortable to where we don't have to spend time apart. And that's what's getting me. Because the last relationship that I had that was pretty serious, we didn't spend very much time apart.
Yeah.
And
that was also a super rare case, though.
Crushed me.
Yeah.
So,
I think that's what I would look for in a partner. Someone to just, like, do everything with.
Yeah, 100%. And looking back, we didn't. We let a lot of our priorities slide because we were just so, like, I jumped into that pool and, like, was drowning in it for a year. And now I'm here trying to, like, move on with life. And it's super hard because, like, I took that year off.
Yeah.
And not entirely. Like, I still did things. He encouraged me to do things that I would have never done. Like, obviously I needed this person in my life for that period of time, which is even crazier. Because, wow. Life works out. And doesn't work out, specifically.
Yeah.
So,
like, do you believe that, like, life is just a certain path? Like, everything's set in stone for you?
No. I don't. Do you? You think that, you know, because there's always that, like, famous picture of the fork in the road.
No. I don't think I know the picture that you're talking about.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so, like, from a very young age, at least in my age group, it was, like,
oh,
there's, like, two
you
paths.
Have choices. And choose not to do drugs, kind of thing.
For anything. Like, you aren't gonna go to college or whatever. Like, yeah, like, what now? I just Googled fork in the road. And so, I always would see these, like, posters in, like, school where it's, like, which road will you take? Almost discouraging, like, the one not traditional.
Of course.
College and, yeah.
I feel like
having children and giving into capitalism.
Is that everywhere, or is that just
that
here?
Was my entire, like, primary school. There was at least one of those posters in the school I went to.
I just hate how, like,
my entire life.
How much they shame you if you're, like,
into not spending
I
money at a
don't
school.
Don't want to go to college.
Yeah, they do.
Become this pop star. I'm just like,
they're like, ah, it's because. They
probably
want
when you find a brain. It's like, okay.
I have one. I'm just choosing to use
you
it differently.
Be happy.
Yeah.
I definitely believe that if you're meant, I definitely think that some people are meant to do something, and no matter what they do, they're gonna end up at that place.
Doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, like, there's a whole bunch of different ways to get to that one point. You know what I'm saying? Unless, okay, there's,
okay.
like, two big roads.
Yes. The fork in the road.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But if you're, for certain people, I feel like they're meant to do that one thing. Ooh,
okay. All right. I kind of, here's what I'm picking up, what you're putting down. All right, so, like, you can either, like, just go off the rails, because you can, because everyone has that option to just, like, go off the rails. Or you could take the somewhat structured path, but when you take the somewhat structured path, no matter how long it takes you, like, no matter how long it takes you, like, to get to school or whatever, they always end up with the same end.
Right.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah,
for certain people, though. I don't think that for everybody. I think it could be for everybody, but some people don't have, like, the, like, either the equipment for it, the energy for it, the support for
it. Definitely. 100%. And honestly, I think everyone could be pushed to do the right thing if they had the right support.
For sure. For sure.
Nature and nurture. Yeah. But, I can kind of see, so, going back to, like, my 29 plots thing, there's only 29 plots. There's only 29 ways things could happen.
Yeah.
It's kind of intimidating. It's very sad. I believe that. Yeah. Like, I feel like sometimes people don't realize their potential until, like, later on. Mm-hmm. And that's totally fine. And that's just their plot.
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Yeah. It's exciting because I did it and I had such a struggle getting through college and then getting my own place. That I'm really excited to help you guys, like, have that part of your life. Yeah, definitely.
It's definitely going to be really exciting to just, like, see us grow up.
Yeah.
You know?
100%.
Life. Kind of crazy.
It is. And, like, the characters you'll date and... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like...
Yeah.
The toxic relationships and mm-hmm. just all those fun, exciting things, you know?
Yeah, I know. Like, I'm actually just waiting for the moment for you to have your first kiss.
Yeah, I'm very inexperienced with, like, normal things. I feel like...
I don't know. I think you're doing it correctly.
I don't know. Like, I think I'm doing it more, like, religiously, you know? Which, like...
But are you religious?
No.
Okay, so, like...
So, like, it doesn't... But, like, it doesn't matter to me.
Like, they'd recruit you. Yeah. Because of your
I
life
could
choices.
Be, like, that person that's, like...
Okay, so would you consider yourself, like... Would you, in the future... Because you're too young at this point. Consider yourself, like, straight edge. Like, are you definitely not gonna, like, drink or smoke? Like, do you think you'll be straight edge and, like, pure forever?
No. I just don't feel a need to do those things. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I'm not actively looking for a boyfriend. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I'm not, like...
Which is why I think you're doing it correctly, because...
Go give me alcohol. You know what I'm saying? Like...
Yeah, dude. I was a freshman in high school with the first time I had a friend who was like, do you know anyone who can buy me alcohol? And I'm like, dude, we're, like, 16. We're 15. What do you... I don't know how old you are. What are you... How old are you?
Wow. Kind of hurt.
16.
I'm 15.
Yeah, see? Yeah, because you just started high school.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Even
to
though
me.
Some people are... I'm actually old. I'm like...
Yeah, because yeah. we're at the
it really
bad
sucks.
Part of September.
It really
we're
sucks.
Like literally 6 days.
We like just missed it.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that also kind of... No, I don't know. Because I feel like... Has our brother ever said that he, like... feels also like it's boring?
I think he does feel like it is boring, but he can handle it. Well, I don't know, because he does have a tight schedule. He's actively doing things, I feel like.
He feels the need to do the things. Like, yeah. I can relate to that. You, like, just choosing not to just blows my mind, because, like...
Like, what do you mean?
Like, you know, to, like, find a boyfriend or to be, like,
oh,
socially active within, like, your peers or whatever.
I guess, like, I'm also the same way if it's, like, oh, you like me back? It's a good one. I'm not gonna date you, though. You know what I'm saying?
Weird.
Like, I've had people ask me out, and it's, like, I did like you yesterday.
Interesting.
But, like, I don't know. I just, like...
Okay, when you picture your ideal partner, what do they... Like, physically and, like,
just traits. You can start with either or.
They have to be, like, funny. Fun. You know what I'm saying? Like, exciting.
Yeah.
Caring, I guess? Like,
yeah.
Just the basic, like...
The bars on the floor. Are you interested in dating men?
Yes.
Okay. It's gonna be hard for you.
Yeah.
Because you're picky. In a good way. Because you got to watch All of Us. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. So, like, now you know, like, ew. So, kudos. I think you're always gonna date someone who is, like, the oldest in the family. Or, like, their siblings are all younger or...
Interesting.
Yeah, because they're gonna have... So, the oldest always have, like, more structure and more, like, that, like, attention for, like, other people.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, I always go for, like, the youngest, which is funny, because they're so just, like, free-spirited and fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, you guys but got like, everything, so, like, usually.
Did I, though?
I don't know. If you thought yours was bad, imagine mine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would want someone who, like, is just always down to do whatever. And, like...
Like, open-minded.
Yeah. And not... like, doesn't get stuck up on things. You know what I'm saying? Like, not in the way of, like...
Like, neurotic. Like, OCD.
Yes and no.
Okay. Like,
where if something goes wrong and they're like, oh, my day is ruined now because of that one thing. It's like, no, it's only ruined because you want it to be ruined now.
That's funny, too. The guy I took to California was, like, shocked that... He's like, we should do more road trips together because I didn't get... I'd get mad, but then I would tell him, like, this is what made me mad, but I'm good. Like,
it just kinda sucks.
Dumb. Yeah.
Yeah. That's just, like, my whole mindset.
It took me a long time to get there, so kudos.
Hey.
Lucky you were healthy. yeah. No, because I would. I would just focus on that one thing all day.
Yeah, which I get super annoyed about.
It is very annoying. And I got called out for it. And that's why I changed it. So, damn. Sometimes I don't know if people know.
That they're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't, I feel like.
No.
Yeah. Or, yeah.
I'm kind of feeling... So, do you think, like, that person's, like, self-involvement is what fuels that, like, anger? Because it's like, you ruined my day. That's really all it comes down to. Because, like...
You think?
I don't know. Some... When I see people get... like, unrationally angry. It's usually...
Because they think they're so important?
Kind of. It's, like, the level of, like, audacity they think that person had to, like, ruin their day.
It's...
When it's really, depends. Like, mistakes are made. And...
If they're, like, self-aware, no. If you're self-aware and confident at the same time...
You're not gonna be mad about that little thing.
Yeah, because it's like...
Oh, so you think it takes, like, a level of consciousness.
Yeah. If you're just, like, confident and, like, think you're God, you know what I'm saying? Then it's just, like...
It's all,
yeah, like,
it's all
this
small.
Person
yeah.
decided to all park that. In my parking spot, you know what I'm saying? Or, yeah. like, something stupid is just, like, okay.
Interesting. Okay, anyways, keep talking about your partner.
Oh, just
to see how much time we had.
Oh, I don't know. No, like, physical appearances really matter to me.
Okay.
If I could, like, build my own soulmate, I would just make them tall.
Okay.
I don't know why. Tall people are top notch. I'm so jealous. I want that for me. You know what I'm saying? It's not gonna happen, though.
Yeah, no, we're done growing.
We're done growing. And it just... we're just, like, super short, right? Are we average?
Honestly, I think we're average for, like, women. Because, like, men are typically gonna choose the short women.
Yeah.
So, like, women don't really run tall through evolutions.
I think we're a little below average.
I think so, too.
I think
honestly.
Average is,
I think
like,
it's 5'4".
Yeah. Yeah, like, somewhere around there. But, like... 5
really, I'm like 5'2 on a good day. Like, yeah. If I'm wearing my platform pants. Like,
how many, and it gives off like an inch?
Yeah, honestly.
We're looking at them right now. Yeah. I think I'm like 5'1 tallest, I feel like.
Yeah. I'm typically 5'1.
But like, yeah, if you're tall, top notch. But like, that's it.
Okay. All right.
Down for a good time. Yeah, like, kind of just like free spirited. Like,
not tied to a specific religion.
No. No.
Do you think you could not date a specific religion?
These questions are hard. Just because of the way it's worded, not because of religions. I would date whatever religion because I don't really care. But if they were to be like, let's have kids together and raise them this specific religion,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if I would want to do that. Because that's how we were raised, and, like, none of us are religious now. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I would want them to be able to choose their own religion.
Yeah.
And, like, obviously,
I'll switch. I honestly fear the day. Like, if I do have kids, I fear the day that I have to tell my mom, like, oh, we're not going to baptize them. We're not going to.
Yeah.
I'm not, like, going to make them go to class.
Are they going to have a say in that? Are they going to. What do you think they're going to do? You know?
I'm already structuring my life to where their opinion doesn't hold any weight.
Which is good.
Yeah, because beforehand it was like, my entire life was just dictated on like, what my parents believed.
Yeah.
So, I'm trying to get away from like, the habit of having such like, heavy regard for their opinions.
Yeah.
Especially if I continue to do things so non-traditionally.
I definitely think that you need to find, like, your self-worth, I guess, and, like, not needing their approval. Because, like,
I mean, it's gotten to the point where, like, ever since California, they don't really know.
Yeah.
And that was a huge step.
Yeah.
But,
like, you tell us, like, everything. Like,
I don't talk to anybody else.
Good for you for, like, well, like, I don't know. Good for you for, like, being so open.
I feel like it's important. Especially being away, I realized how much we didn't say.
Yeah. Oh, we definitely kind of suck at communication.
Yeah.
Which, like,
affected my relationships heavily.
If I had a kid, I'd definitely think, like, my family, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? I would definitely value communication. But, like, that's weird for me to say because, like, I don't really tell people things.
I know. You don't tell us
anything. Well, I don't know. I have a certain, like, mindset of if you don't ask, then I'm bragging about it. And I hate to be the person to be bragging.
Which makes me feel so bad because then you probably think I'm just bragging about my life always.
Well, like, you have an interesting life. You know?
I don't mean to brag, though.
Yeah, like, you're not, like... Like, it's not... Like, when you do it, it's, like, not bragging, but when I do it, it is bragging.
That is so... Okay, here's an example. I did laundry with a friend yesterday, and she, like, didn't... She didn't want to use, like, the washer. And let's put this into perspective. She lives in an apartment... Our little complex has, like, washer and dryer, like, just for them, which is super nice, because mine doesn't. And there's, like, 8 of them, and, like, 2 of them are being used by, like, one person, and then, like, there's 2 open. She didn't want to use them.
Why?
Because she felt like that would be burdening someone else who was trying to do their laundry. But everybody's just kind of doing their laundry. Like... I didn't see the big deal, because she kept encouraging me to use them, but I was like,
yeah,
I was already done, but she didn't know that, I don't think.
Oh.
So then I was like, well, I'm done, like, go ahead and use them, because I finished. And up until the point, like, I said, because I had told her first, like, I'm going to use them, and then I didn't have anything, just to see how she would, like, take it. Because I'm always running these, like, experience on my friends. I'm so sorry. So then she was like,
I was like, I don't have any more. Like, I'll help you put, like, your laundry in these two because I'm not going to need it. And she was like, oh, okay. And then she did. But prior to that, she wasn't going to use those for herself. And that blows my mind. Like, why was my laundry... I don't even live in the complex. She's just, like, nice enough for us to do laundry together. She likes that, like,
exactly.
companionship thing.
Yeah.
But, like, she wasn't going to do it.
Whoa.
And it just blows my mind. Like, just... It's open. You might hear Joey breathing. Should I move her?
Just move the phone. Okay. The way I see it is she... Like, if I were her,
yeah,
I live there. You don't. I can always do my laundry when you're not here.
Interesting.
And, like, yeah, people-pleasing. I'm very big on people-pleasing. Like,
I'm glad to hear you acknowledge it.
You're more important. You know what I'm saying?
Like, uh-huh.
Do what you need to do. Kind of thing.
That's so crazy.
Why?
Up until recently, I was entirely the same way.
Yeah.
So, but now I'm wondering, like, why? Like, why? I took the short end of the stick for so long.
It definitely depends on the person.
And the circumstance, 100%.
Yeah.
I definitely want to hear about your life. And, like, it's been troublesome since, like, the last time when you said you're, like, not your authentic self.
Yeah, I mean, it's not. I didn't mean to worry you. It's just...
I'm not, like... lying awake in bed at night.
Yeah.
It is just, like, a thing that, like, crosses my mind.
Like, I don't know. It's whatever.
I guess.
Like, it's, like, not good, but, like, it's the way it is.
Is that interesting? Even? Yeah, I guess. It's, okay. How did you know you were straight?
Being attracted to men.
Okay.
Like, I think women are gorgeous, but, like, I don't see myself ever, like, actually doing anything with a female. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Okay.
How did you know? What even are you? I have never asked this.
Really? Okay.
I don't think.
New territory. I would consider myself pansexual because I prefer men. So, yeah. But it's because women have high standards. Very high standards. And honestly, I'm so used to just dating men and it's easy. But every relationship I've been in with a woman, they are expectant, almost greedy. Because, like, I'll buy you gifts. I'll buy you dinner. Like, I would take the role of a male. Like, I tend to take the societal role of the male.
Yeah.
Because I am fortunate enough to be able to, like, you want to get food, babe? Like I'll pay for you. Because I don't mind. But they never give that back.
Right.
Which is where it becomes a struggle. And then, like, having those conversations are harder. There's more... And, like, I mean this, like, gently, because it's not malicious. It's just harder because we have more emotion. And, like, typically, I don't handle my own feelings well. So, like, when they're having feelings, I'm like, eh. Which is strange, because we're of the same sex.
Yeah, so, like, I guess.
And then, when I was going into high school, I met a woman who went through transition and is now... male, and I had the biggest crush on them, like, till this day, honestly. Wherever you are, I still have a crush on you.
You know who you are.
Yeah. So I would think that would, like, cover, like, through transition. It's like,
yeah,
love is love,
bottom line.
Yeah, especially, like, being more self-aware. It's like, I just want a good companion. Like, I just want to care and be cared for.
Yeah.
And I want no, like, gender restrictions, because I just want it to be genuine.
Yeah. I think I would definitely want my significant other to be in touch with their feelings. Which is going to be hard.
The guy who's, like, sticking around is actually came to the realization recently. Because I had, like, a flare-up with a gentleman. And, like, the aggression. I don't know if I can ever, like, see them the same. Because they
right
were aggressive. And, like, there's no need. He recently called me out and was like, I think you are so comfortable in, like, liking of me because I'm so feminine. And wow. I was like, you're doing great, bud. I don't know what to tell you. But, yeah. Yeah, I would definitely consider myself pansexual.
Wow.
Yeah, definitely. But what's funny, so I went on a date in middle school with a girl, and I didn't know it was a date. I actually had a boyfriend at the present moment. We went to the movie theaters, and we were driving back to, her mom picked us up and dropped us off. So her mom was driving us back, and she kissed me in the backseat of her mom's car, and I was so taken aback and, like, shocked and just, like, confused. It was so bad. I actually, like, I cried. For, I think, like, a week, because I thought I was going to hell.
Oh,
because I had so much, like, guilt put into me for my surroundings that, like, that it was wrong and, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, I was devastated for, like, a week. I called my boyfriend crying, and I was like, I cannot believe this happened. I'm so sorry. And he's like, you didn't want it to happen. Like, I'm more concerned with you. And I was like, what? Then, like, 2 years later, here I am, like, kissing a girl because I want to.
Yeah.
So it took a lot of self-growth, so I don't think, like, I just, like...
Yeah, which is, like, I mean, definitely didn't help the way we were
raised.
Like, brought up.
Yeah, like, so I spent, like, all of my life just feeling guilty for...
Yeah.
Thinking for no women reason. Were attractive. That
just really sucks.
Yeah. So now it's just nicer because I'm like on Reddit just looking at girls all the time now because it's like also I had no style either because like it was all like sheltered, you know, your parents buy your clothes for a very long portion of your life, and then like I just stayed conservative. It didn't help that I was in dance, so like in dance makeup was really enforced and like your social appearance was really enforced.
Yeah.
And I couldn't paint my nails, I couldn't dye my hair, and I couldn't so like I am doing those things now for the first time in my adult life when I could have just done them younger, but like I had all these like restrictions for so long. Growth man, like it helps. You begin to feel like less guilty for your existence.
Yeah.
When I strayed away from religion.
Which is weird, because I feel, like, that way for, like, stupid things. You know? It's like, there's no need.
To feel guilty.
Yeah.
That's funny. Huh. Yeah. I don't know. I don't even honestly know how our family would take it. I just showed up with like, one of my partners one
that's
day.
That's what I'm nervous about, is, like, showing up with someone of the opposite religion. Because, like, there's been times that our father has expressed, like, well, they're going to hell anyway. It's like, I'll probably be joining them.
Well, yeah, I'm definitely. Like, if... by all of my, like, previous standards imposed onto me, I am 100% going straight to hell, or whatever the hell equivalent is in their religion, because I just started living and not feeling, like, guilty. And it's honestly, it just breaks me up, because I want nothing but, like, the best for everyone. I say this all the time, and it hurts my feelings every time, but, like, I want you to, like, study the religion that makes you the most comfortable, and I want you to just, like, be comfortable, and that was never, like, given to me.
Right.
So I think that's why it's, like, so important to me, for everybody else to just be, like, comfortable with whatever they're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I would, like, explore other religions.
It's, they're, As I'm coming to find out, and this is just, like, opinion based from what I've learned, and I haven't even learned a lot, they're all just variations of one another.
Yeah, like, when it kind of comes
So it's kind of, like, always, like, I know how this story ends.
Yeah.
Yeah? Which is, the Ten Commandments and, like, the ethical guidelines of Satanism, and you put them side by side, and you're like, well, this one has better things to say, but this one's just kind of like, don't do this.
Yeah.
And this one's like, do things, but do them for yourself. Yeah. And for your own well-being. I am currently struggling with, like, the level of, like, selfishness you should be.
Mm.
Yeah. Because I was always just, like, shamed into, like, not doing things.
Yeah.
So now, like, when I do things for myself, it feels selfish.
It just sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's weird.
Unlearning.
Dang.
Traditional habits are hard.
Yeah.
But you... Here's where it gets really difficult for me. I would still... like, celebrate Easter and Christmas. You know?
Right. I would, because it's like... Oh. Hmm.
Right? I know.
And, I think
I But then just... we do Halloween, which is pagan. Oh,
yeah. I had a friend who couldn't do Halloween. And I was like... That was when I was young. And,
yeah.
You know, I was like, Jesus.
But you know? Then, like... religions don't do anything. Like, they don't do any holidays at all. But I want there to be, like, special days for my kids.
Yeah, like, I think I would just do it as, like, this is... I think I would teach them, like, this is a holiday if you believe in this religion. So we're gonna celebrate it. Even though we don't do that religion.
Even though we don't go to church every weekend.
Right.
This is important to grandma.
Right. And then, like, also, if they want to have kids, you know, if they have kids,
I want them to have the option. Yeah. 100%.
And so, like, I would do Hanukkah as well.
Well, but that's hard, though. Right?
Because then you're doing both.
Yeah.
If I'm rich, then yeah, we're doing both.
We're doing everything.
We're doing it all.
Whatever you
want. But if budget cuts, I will just do, like, I would probably do Christmas unless I have... a significant other that does, like, Hanukkah.
Mm-hmm.
Because then, like, I don't know. We'll just give some gifts, whatever. You know?
Hanukkah gifts are always so intricate because there's, like, so many days.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. That's, like, well thought out. I can appreciate the, like, beauty in that.
But then I wouldn't want to make them uncomfortable and being like, do I have to give you something for Christmas?
I would hope that you guys would have that, like, communication.
Yeah, definitely. I would want them to have communication, for sure.
And I honestly think you would get to a point where you would decide what you're more comfortable with doing, one or the other. Or you would choose the one that, like, you should always choose the one that makes you feel the best.
Yeah.
So, if, like, that happens to be your significant others, then, like, I'd hope that then you could tell us that you would like to do that.
Yeah, that's, like, confusing.
Because
I'm not even sure how Hanukkah works.
Yeah, I know. I would have to be entirely taught by my partner. And yeah. I'm willing to learn.
Yeah, for sure.
Another thing that I'm, like, really struggling with, too, is, like, so many adults don't express that they want to learn. Like, that they want to know how to, like, complete that thing for them, that other person. They're just kind of, like...
just go with
accepting
emotion.
Of, like,
never
I'll never understand that.
Which is, like, really awful.
Yeah.
Like, shouldn't you want to understand that?
Your partner entirely. Romance is dead, honestly. Romance is dead.
Yeah, I don't know.
That was a little bleak.
Should I end it and then just start another one?
Here in a little bit. Thanks for listening.
Oh.
This is our month completion.
Yay!
Thank you for being a part of this for a month. Oh my god. I'm excited to keep doing this. And keep just growing.
Yay!
Thanks for having me, man.
I mean, it's our podcast.
Yeah. I know. But, you know.
You have to spend an hour with me.
Gross.
Oh, my God. The horror.
Oh, see? The guilt.